Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to this week's episode of the Hoodoo Voodoo Education and Root Work Spot. Yes, this is your host, Queen D, and I'm back. You know, I love every episode that I do because there's so much in it. There's so many messages within each episode. Like I said, it wasn't about, all about witchcraft, voodoo, hoodoo, cemetery, demonology, technology. It's not all about that. Well, first, I would like to thank all my listeners and all of my followers. I would like to thank you because you was making it happen. And as for the ones that just want to see what I'm going to say next, so you can get angry, well, you are a snooper, so you can kiss my ass. Anyway, let's start real talk. You know, there's so much going on within our world that you really don't know where to start. But today, I would like to start with being happy with yourself. See, you're not happy with yourself if you're grudging somebody else. What I mean is, example, let's say someone gets a beautiful new suit. You have something bad to say about it. But in the end, you end up with something similar to it or just like it. Yes. And it's jealous. It's pure jealous. Okay. You see that your friend is happy within a marriage and her husband gives her some nice jewelry. You got something to say about that, but in front of her face, you're smiling. Oh, I love that, that you're talking behind your back. Real talk. That's not a friend. Okay. Very important thing here. You know, people tend to get into things that they shouldn't get into. You would think that the brain has matured by the age of 26, but it has not. Some. What I'm trying to say here is think before you act. Think before you do things. Some of the things that you do could actually get your family hurt. Some of the things that you do can actually get your friends hurt. Innocent stand by. You know, I can give you an example of it. Let's say if you are out there car racing. Yes, that's a good one. Racing car. Okay, you know that everybody got their money in on this. All right. With that, confusion comes. It always comes. There's drugs involved and everything. You've gotten your warning from your mother, your father, whoever it may be. But you're still out there whooping up at people, thinking that you're tough. Then let's say one day, the person that you're picking at starts walking or riding by your house. Let's just say, you know, they want to drop a little something to bring you down. But a person with anger in them, dropping something is not going to satisfy them. They want to hurt you. And if they cannot, well, hurt you, they're going to hurt something close to you. No, that's in all the game. Drug deal, racing car, playing car. That's something that you should be careful of. Now, so many people that have been hurt that were innocent bystanders, that were family members of the person out there doing these horrible things. See, a person like this that's doing things, they're going to hurt themselves. They don't want to have anything. Okay, let's go back. Number one, they're not going to have much to say to their family members. Number two, if they do, it's not going to be good. Number three, they got you all over town, the innocent standbys, that is, all over town is bad people. But once they get in trouble, go back to the people that tried to warn them. And for some people, it's too late. You know, people will do anything, bad people that is. They can catch you in your yard, in your backyard, at work. There's many setups. I don't know why I'm talking about this. Maybe there is a setup with somebody I'm working with. Who knows? But I'm going to go on with it. And then it turns into bloodshed. You have friends that, let's say, that are into robbing other people. Well, these people come back. They can't get that person that's robbed. But they come at you because they think that you are close to them. Innocent bystanders. That's something to think about. And especially in the younger generation. Yes. What I say is listen and listen well. Do not try to be somebody else. Be your own person. You know what you want to do, and you know how you want to do it. Just because this person is out there robbing banks don't mean that you have to. Just because this person is prostituting and robbing the men that she's with don't mean that you have to. Everyone was not made the same. They was not made to be alike. But I'm pretty sure they were not put here to do these things. And therefore, you should look at that and slide away from the person that's causing the trouble, the agony, the pain. Excuse me, everybody, every episode. Yes, I'm drinking something, but this time it's milk. Not brandy, not gin, not tequila, but milk. M-I-L-K. Anyway, let's get back to these evildoers. See, most of you think that evildoers, evil people, are just people that work witchcraft. Oh, no, it's not. Another evil person, a liar, someone that keeps stuff going all the time. Yes, you could be seen somewhere, and you're looking at the ground, and they will go back and swear out that you're bad off sick. And people are coming to you asking you, are you okay? They think that you're dying. Now, that's a gossip. And there's nothing worse than a gossiping name. A man will get that out there quicker than a woman will. Men talk about women all the time. Gossiping, gossiping, gossiping. Well, what about the men that open their mouth? That's worse. And they really get the drama going. I'm sorry, men. I know that there's some of you out there that's not like that. But the ones that are, yes. See, a gossiping man, as well as a woman, but a gossiping man does not have many buddies. You see young men, mid-aged men, older men, with a buddy or two. But a gossiping man, you watch him because he will always be by himself. And if someone wants to speak to him, it is to get information from him. I think that was well put. Now let's talk about fathers. Okay. You know, the majority of us have grown up without fathers. But the ones that have, it seems that, how do I say it? It seems that the father has caused so much pain in his child's life that they don't even want to look at him. And more than likely, they're going to get work done. Now I'm going into it. They're going to get work done to get dad out of their life because they're tired, very tired. I'm giving you an example of this. Father and son, father's trying to keep up with what son is doing, but has mistreated mother and the rest of the family badly all of his life. But the last trick was the father trying to work witchcraft to take everything away from his son so that he would need him. They got fed up. I just say that they got fed up. I don't know why people are talking about fathers and sons. There's somebody out here that's going through this. And I know that you're tired. I know that you're fed up. But please do not have blood on your hands because I know that you're thinking about killing it. I mean, so I want to go into clients now. I'm in real talk, and unless something else comes up. Clients. You know, I talk about this all the time. Please listen sometimes. It would stay real good if you would just listen. And you wouldn't have to be doing work over and over again. If we're giving you instructions to go get poke root, and I'm going to explain poke root in a minute. Go get poke root. Please don't go get dandelion root. It's poke root. You're talking so fast that you don't even know what we told you. And then you'll say, well, I don't think this is working fast enough. Of course not, Dodo Bird. Then you would have got the wrong thing. All right. Poke root. Everybody knows, well, in the South, everybody knows of this is poke salad. It grows in the wild and it is real good. It is boiled twice. I'm telling you a recipe. It is boiled three times. I'm saying twice, three times. And it is seasoned like grease. Okay, the poke berries play no part with a little bit of honey, but the root of that salt where you get that poke green from can be used to ward off heat. It can be used to ward off it can be used as protection. And it goes into a white bag. And it is worn in your purse or in your pocket. And no one can see it nor touch it. Because if they do, then guess what? It's not going to work for you. And it can be used along with devil's dip to really clean up the hair, the curse. It goes along with generational curse. Like there's a curse on the family and you're trying to clear it. That's one of the ingredients, the poke root. And I find that poke salad to be real good. Well, we call it poke salad. Let's see. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm supposed to pronounce it right. Poke grain. The poke grain. Just like the turnip grain. Yeah. And they call it green. And it's real good. All right. Now, people, do you think that what goes around comes around? Don't think a person is not protected. You're out there running your mouth. You're out there picking and poking and prodding. You're trying to ruin a child's life, a grown person.
picking at a child, trying to ruin that child's life. Well, goes around. And how are you to know that that family is protected, if you get what I'm saying? How are you to know if they're not gifted people and they're doing this work just like I? Okay. You don't know that, but you keep picking and prodding. You know, I've had a case in the past where over the last 6, 7, 8 years, the same people is doing the same thing. They're ordering things. They're using all kinds of graveyard their spirits there well. And now it's causing a sickness. There's bloodshed. There's unusual sicknesses. See, you have to be careful. If you are not into this work, if you don't have the knowledge that know how to gift, leave it alone. Because it will kill you. All right, to the clients that do not think that they should do anything on their end, don't let anybody tell you that, no, you don't have to do anything. I can do it myself. No, we are supposed to work together. And when you do not do what you're supposed to do, all kinds of things happen to you. And another thing, I'm going to say it again. Nothing comes without prayer. And you can bet your bottom dollar on that. It don't come without prayer. It don't come without an incantation. It don't come without preparation. That's why I speak of ordering things from a soap shop. Because it has to be prepared. Even prayed over. When you do that, you're making a big mess. I know that there are some things in the soap shop that you can get just, you know, real good in your home as long as you're not doing the work. And if you are working with a root worker, they, you know, some people think that we're very stupid. We're talking, okay, and the client says, do you want me to wear that number of grass again? And you don't know what telling that client to wear some lemongrass. I won't remember. If I tell somebody something, I won't remember what I told you. Now you told on yourself. It's either you're mixing your work up, which that is very dangerous to fix off because we do not work alike. I want to get that through. No, do not ever go and get something that the worker did not tell you to get, because you could get in trouble for that. You have things happening around you that you would not understand. And I feel like some of them would understand me. Well, you understand when spirits start running through the house. You understand when all things happen around you. You'll understand it. And if a worker has told you, I'm going to say it for the fourth week in a row, if a worker has told you that they are through with your case and they do not want to work with you again, that means they don't want to see you and they don't want to hear your voice. Your case is done. Don't try to make up something else. We can see whether something is wrong or not. All these ministers, because this is what it's about. Wannabe ministers trying to have sex with different men or different women in the church. And one don't even know, well, it's a woman, don't even know the man's name. But she claims that it's her husband. Uh-uh. She's not ordained. And I don't think she'll ever get ordained with the things that was done. If you go to somebody else's country and try to mess with somebody's wife or husband, and you get ready to wait, you're not a minister. You went over there to be a dead cop. Hold it. If you are lusting within the church, after every man that says hello, women, you are not going to die. And women in ministry, God says, come to him, man, woman, or child. But it's a man's job to preach. I want to get that out there. I'm sure that many of you have different views. And I'm telling you my view. It's not meant for a woman to preach. The text of hell is waiting on a statement, which is supposed to be a woman. Let's go on. I think I got my points wrong. Okay. Now, let's talk about something different. Let's talk about Bayberry. Bayberry is an herb that's used along with it. And it's used along with several cans, several oils, several incense. But the use of Bayberry is to bring wealth. Now, Bayberry can be used in washing, to bring money into the home, to your business, and it can even be used in a Ziploc bag. I said bag because most people understand a Ziploc sack or bag than a chunk. But it can be used in there with other things to draw wealth to you, especially money. It's a very strong herb when it comes to money. And health-wise, it helps women out at a certain time of the month. See, I want to go into health, too. You need to hear that. It makes that short. And you get what I'm talking about. I would hate to say that on the air. And that's one thing I really want to say on here. But it makes that short. It takes it right away. But you need to talk to a herbalist about that and talk to your worker about using the Bayberry to bring the money to you. This is why I love doing this show, because there are so many things that we need to know. Now, let's, we don't have a media show, but with this. Oh, yes. Well, we had some within the last 3 weeks. I saw the most beautiful sight in the sky about 2 weeks ago. And yes, during that time, everybody's work is strong. The result of faith. Just like with Asteroid Channel, just like with pizza. And let's not forget, we have all Hallows for all my work that I've been. Now that's the day to do everything, because the results are quick. Anything can be accomplished on that day, good or evil. And I want to speak about sending things back. You know, many people don't want to send things back to their friends, but I want say this, that people was not afraid to do these things to you. If you do not send this evil back to the pit of hell where it comes from, then you're going to be in the same situation. He can't protect you if you don't send it back. See, most people won't tell you that. But I'm here. I'm coming correct. This show is not to hurt anyone. It's to educate. Tell you the good things and tell you the bad things. Tell you the things that might harm you and the things that will help. And I have given out 2 kinds of tips if you have been paying attention. I'm sure that some wasn't paying attention to that. There was other things. And if you are, you can call me. It's okay. Because I'm ready to answer any question that you have. But I want to say this, Happy Grandparents Day to everyone. I didn't realize that till later in the day. But if you're a grandparent, ask a grandparent. Many people get frustrated during this time of the year. And I want to tell you why. Because the weather's changing over. And when the weather changes over, this time of the year, the mood switch. You see anger. You would think everybody's about to live to anger, frustration, happiness, sadness, fear. And those fears is more than likely from someone who has really hurt you. And this time of the year, there's a lot of calls about that. And I hate to see people hurt. I wish that I could help everybody. But I know I can't help everybody. And it took me a long time to realize that. But those of you that are into the church and you're godly, you say that you're godly, why is it when you get out of that church, you're using God's name in vain? I'm saying that because when you're having work done and many people in the church are having work done and you start doing that right there, you have messed up your case. When you chatter to your church members about what you're doing, you have ruined your case. And you don't even know it. The best thing is to be quiet. Be quiet, just admit. Put a biscuit in your mouth. Get an apple and eat it. If you feel like you got to open your mouth. Because it makes the work for us. When you go and do that. And when you're visiting us, don't bring everybody in the world. You tell everybody about this. You could be bringing your inner. You could be bringing someone that knows your inner. You don't know that. And again, we still have this problem worker. The clients are out here as if they are workers telling other people what to do. And they're getting into a big mess. That causes a big mess with us and more work. You know, some of the work we do is draining. We do put our lives online for you. So I want you to think about that. Okay, let's go to a beggar. I want to talk about a beggar before we get off here. Oh, Grace. Ignore them. Every time they speak to you, they're begging for money, and that's mostly what it is. Ignore them because they're going to ruin your day. They're going to piss you off. So bad. They're going to piss you off so bad that you want to kill them. Ignore them. Because more than likely, some of these people will get some of your money into their hands. And money is a deadly thing. Once they get your money into their hands, they can do things with it to bring you them financially and in other ways. I want to get that across. Change. Don't take anybody's change. Now, I'll go on to change next week. But again, Happy Grandparents Day. I hope that you enjoy the rest of your Sunday. I hope that your week is blessed. I hope God touches each and every one of you. I hope that you carry the faith that I've stayed on this day with you during the week. Give God that praise every day, regardless of what you're going through. Give him the praise. Because if you don't, you're not going to make it. I say that because I feel it. We're in the last days. I'm not gonna go no further. But to my loved ones, to my mother, who I know is who has been with me, I love you so much. And I'll be there very soon. Everyone else, goodbye.